Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the Feast of the Epiphany, January 3rd, 2021. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you guided the Magi to your Son Jesus by the light of a star. Send us your light in many ways, Lord, through many people and through your church to guide us always to your Son Jesus. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if you had a chance the week before Christmas to go outside and see what people were calling the Christmas star. It wasn't actually a star at all. It was two planets, Jupiter and Saturn. And from our perspective on Earth, from what we see when we look up at the sky, it looked like they were joining together and sharing their brightness. Here, where I live on the East Coast of the United States, it was cloudy that night, of course, the night that it was supposed to be the brightest and the most beautiful, but we could still see it the night after, and we drove out to a big open hill about 20 minutes away so that we could see it clearly without any trees blocking it or without any city lights kind of trying to, you know, overpower it, and there it was, beautiful and really bright and very visible, and I was kind of amazed because here are these two planets millions and millions of miles away, Jupiter and Saturn, and they were right next to each other, you know, so it was the night after the best night to view it, so they didn't look like they were on top of each other, but they were right next to each other, shining brightly, and there were dozens of other people who had also come to this hill, we all have the same good idea, I guess, to see the Christmas star. Scientists say that it had been 800 years since people on Earth could see something like that, called a great conjunction. A great conjunction is when multiple planets look like they're overlapping. And so each planet kind of shines brightly from the way we see it on Earth. But when they join together, it looks even bigger and more bright. And it was actually a similar great conjunction that happened last week to the one that happened 2,000 years ago. When we read about the Star of Bethlehem, the star that led the Magi to Jesus. Planets that appeared to be getting closer and closer to one another night after night over time until finally one night they looked like they had all merged into one giant, bright, and beautiful star. If you weren't able to see the Christmas star this year, that's okay. You can do a quick internet search and see lots of images from all over the world. It really was pretty spectacular. Seeing the Christmas star just days before Christmas and now getting ready to celebrate the great Feast of Epiphany, when those Magi did follow a star or a great conjunction of planets 2,000 years ago, all the way to Bethlehem to find Jesus, all of that has me thinking, how amazing is it that God will literally align the stars, or the planets, I guess. He will align the planets if that's what he has to do to get our attention. How incredible is it that God loves us so much that he literally lights up the night sky to communicate with us if that's what it takes? See, the Magi were not from Israel. Scripture says that they came from the east. We don't know exactly where they're from, but they were not Jewish people. They're what we call Gentiles. A Gentile is anyone who wasn't a Jew. They didn't worship the same way that the Jews worshiped, and they probably were not even aware that God had promised a Messiah. God had made that promise to the Jewish people, and they were the ones who were waiting. They were the ones who knew all the stories of God's promises and his prophecies and all of the stories of how God had been there for them, and they were still waiting for the Messiah. But the Magi probably didn't know all of that, but they did know the stars. They studied the stars, and they knew that something special was happening because they saw the great conjunction in the sky, the bright alignment of planets that was unusual, and it got their attention. And somehow, they knew that it meant a great new king had been born, a new king for the Jewish people, and as it turns out, a new king for all people. The gospel for Sunday tells us that they showed up in Jerusalem looking for the new king. And that kind of makes sense. Remember, they didn't know about the prophecies and the promises, everything that had come before. The star led them to Israel, which was the land of the Jewish people, and Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, where normally in any other country, the capital is where a king would live. And so they would expect the king to live there. It's an important city. It's a big city. It's a powerful city. But the new king wasn't there. Herod was there, the Roman ruler who thought he was very important living in Jerusalem. But he had to ask the Jewish priests and leaders, what are they talking about? Where is this new king going to be born? Bethlehem, they said. Tiny little Bethlehem out in the countryside. That was where the prophet Micah, who had lived hundreds of years before the Magi even, the prophet Micah had promised that the new king would be born in Bethlehem. So the Magi went. They continued to follow the star, and scripture says it stopped and it shone brightly over the place where Jesus was. Now, remember, Jesus was born in a stable or a barn, or most likely a cave where they kept animals. I'm sure it was kind of surprising to these Magi who, you know, were looking for a king to not find him in a palace or a big important place or even a clean place. It was a dirty hole in the earth. But the gospel says that the Magi were overjoyed at realizing they were finally in the right spot. They went in and saw Mary holding Jesus, and immediately they bowed down and worshiped him. These were not Jewish people. These were not people that had been waiting their whole lives with these stories of the Messiah. But as soon as they saw him, they were filled with joy and they worshiped him. These men who were not Jews and who had been led on a great journey found the king, not just the king of the Jewish people, which they thought they were coming to find, but the king of all people. All of this was possible because God was able to get the Magi's attention in a way that worked for them. He spoke a language they could understand. He spoke to them and invited them to come and see the newborn king by speaking to them through the stars. He did this for the shepherds, sending angels to announce the good news to them while they were watching over their sheep, inviting them to come and see Jesus. He spoke to those shepherds in a way that they could understand, in a way that they knew for sure something special was happening. Those shepherds were Jewish people, and so the angels were able to announce to them, the Messiah is here, the Savior is born. And just like the Magi, they knew, hey, something special is happening. And you know what? God speaks to you and God speaks to me in a language that we can understand too. He invites each of us to come to Jesus, and he uses language that makes sense to us. He speaks to us through scripture in human words. He speaks to us through love. He speaks to us through our parents and our teachers and our priests and our bishops and our youth ministers. He speaks to us through anything and everything that is true or good or beautiful. Because each of those is like a language that helps us to know that God is real. Each of those is like a star that shines the way to Jesus. Why does he speak our language? Well, because he's inviting us. He's inviting us, and he actually wants us to come. And so he comes to us in a way that we can understand. He's inviting us at Christmas time, but he's inviting us all of the time to come to him. He's inviting us just like he invited the simple and dirty shepherds. He's inviting us just like he invited the important and smart Magi. He's inviting all of us to come and be filled with joy that only he can give, just like the shepherds and the Magi were filled with joy. So how can we hear or notice God speaking to us? If he is speaking to us in ways that we can understand, how can we know? Well, it helps to be like the Magi and the shepherds. The Magi and the shepherds were able to know that God was inviting them to something special, to come and meet Jesus, because they were paying attention. So when something showed up that was different or special, like the angel did for the shepherds and the star did for the Magi, they knew that God was speaking to them. They were paying attention, and that made all the difference. How is God speaking to you? How is he sending you kind of a star that shines to lead you to Jesus? How is he trying to get your attention and invite you to come? Because just like the shepherds and just like the Magi, each of us is being invited at every moment of our lives to come to Jesus over and over and over, to worship Him and be filled with the joy that only He can give. Allow God to get your attention and follow where He leads, even if it's something unexpected, like the stable full of a king. Let Him lead you to Himself and be paying attention so that you know when He's inviting you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, You speak to us, You call to us, You reveal Yourself to us, and You lead us to Yourself. You don't expect us to figure out how to find You all on our own. You help us, but we have to be willing to pay attention. Lord, give us Your Holy Spirit. Give us Your Spirit so that we might be like the shepherds and the Magi. We might recognize You speaking to us, calling to us, getting our attention in a way that we can understand. Give us the courage and the strength to follow that star all the way to You. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.